My, this is a strange sight. I wonder if I finally lost my mind after all this time. And here I thought the exercises were helping. Oh, what's the matter? You seem as confused as I am. Do you not even know how you got here? Because I certainly don't. A dream. How funny. I'm the one who feels like they're dreaming. But then, you don't seem to be here physically, so perhaps it's true. Astral projection, maybe. But I've never heard of astral projection to other planes. Perhaps it's true what they say, that dreams are windows to other worlds. Ah, but listen to me ramble. Listen. It's been so very long since I've talked to someone other than myself. Tell me, what is your name? What a strange name. I'm not sure I could even pronounce that. What was that first sound again? Sound. Odd. Come to think of it, given how long I've been here, my native language is probably dead. Long gone now. You must speak a completely different one. Strange that we understand each other in that case. So long. Anyway, I'll just call you Dreamer. There's not much point in me giving you my name. I imagine you wouldn't have any more luck pronouncing mine. My name. Most people knew me as the cursed one anyway. No reaction to that. I'd assumed they'd still be telling stories about me. It might be for the best, though. I don't imagine stories about me would be particularly flattering. Flattering. Well, I'm not interested in lying to the first person I've spoken to in millennia. So I'll be frank. I'm not a good person. In fact, I'm here because I'm responsible for nearly wiping out humanity. Intentionally. The details are something I'd like to save for another time. Let it suffice to say that I'm a being of great magic. And I judged all of humankind to be worthy of extinction. It would take a lifetime to name every person I've killed. Poor little dreamer. If you weren't already asleep, I would say you look like you could faint. Rest assured, you are in no danger. I am all but powerless now. And besides, you're not even really here. I underestimated your species' will to survive. Your ancestors sacrificed quite a lot to stop me. When I was within reach of my goal, they struck me down with a potent spell. My magic was ripped from my very essence, and I was thrust out of reality into this wasteland that lies in between everything. A being like me isn't capable of death, so I've been here ever since, wandering the wastes. It has been nothing short of maddening. For what it's worth, I've mellowed out over the years. What I was doing. It seemed so important at the time. I thought it was my duty to the world. Oh, such duty. But with nothing to do but think. My old way of thinking started to seem petty. Backwards, even. Reverse, backwards, obsolete. Certainly, I only have myself to blame for my situation. Here I am in this situation. I can't fault your kind for defending themselves, after all. So I can only think that it was immensely foolish of me to push you so far. Such a push. It came to shove. If I could honestly do it all over again, I think I would have tried a more benevolent approach. Benevolence. Different approach. I would have used my magic to make your lives better and win your adoration. Beloved, adoration. Look up to you. It would have been easy to ask you to change your ways then. Change things for the better. Of course, you're a fool if you take me at my word. Grain of salt. Tubs of salt. I would say anything if I thought it had the slightest chance of getting me out of this horrid wasteland. Get me out of here. I want free. I want out of here now. It probably doesn't matter in the end. I'm not sure how you managed to even get here, but how are you here? I doubt there's any way you or I could take advantage of it. Though, perhaps, do you mind if I try to touch you? I just want to confirm something. Oh, that blush. Touch me. I think you pictured something just now, didn't you, Dreamer? How indecent. Indecent. Oh, I get. But it is gratifying to know my form is still appealing. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. My captors tried to turn me into a hideous beast. On top of everything else, just to make me more miserable. Miserable in this wasteland. But I managed to keep control of that as well, at least. Oh, the control. Now, if you could just lend me your hand. That's all I need. I just need your hand. Let me touch you. Touch, touch. How intriguing, intriguing, intriguing. You're not really here physically, indeed. But there is something, something. What is it? What is there? I feel a tingling sensation when I pass my hand through you. This isn't as simple as astral projection or a mere dream. You are quite the little enigma dreamer. And perhaps a useful one, too. Of use to me, you are. You might be able to help free me. It is a long shot, but still the best odds I've faced since I got here. Freedom. Is it freedom? Oh, no need for that worried little face. There's nothing you could do right now, even if you wanted to. There's plenty of time for this, assuming this isn't a one-time visit. You can decide whether you actually want to free me later. Please free me. Please get me out of this wasteland. I realize how risky of an idea that is for you. Anyway, I suppose that's enough scheming for now. I would give anything to be free. Please free me. I'm not sure how long we have, so before we're interrupted, I would love to hear a bit about you, Dreamer. Tell me about yourself, please. Why, of course. There's something about you, I think. It's hard to be certain. I haven't spoken to anyone in so long, after all. But you seem unusual for a human. Even ignoring the fact that you can visit me. How did you get? And why? Well, for starters, what do you do with your time? Who are you? What do you do? Who are you? I'm sorry, I didn't understand most of that. I don't understand. The world has clearly changed while I was away. Oh, how I wish you could show me what you mean. What do you mean? What's the meaning of all this? I suddenly find myself wishing for a lot of things, in fact. I wish I could touch you. Really touch you. Touch you. watch you. I never held much interest for your kind, but right now I just want to run my hands through your hair, feel your body against mine. What I wouldn't give just to be close to somebody again. Companionship, warmth, so lonely. Oh, was that oversharing? I'm sorry. Finally being able to talk to someone again has brought back a lot of feelings I'd buried away. We should bury them again. Bury them deep, deep, deeper. It's funny how it's the thing I rarely had time for that I miss the most. If I do manage to return to the real world eventually, I think that's what I would like to focus on instead. Just connecting with people. Starting with you, my little dreamer. Connecting, talking, just being with people. A bribe. No, no, I wouldn't call it that. Just consider it incentive. And it's not like I'm lying. You really do intrigue me. Intrigue, mystery. Even if I never make it out of here, I do hope that you're able to visit again. I am quite fortunate that my first visitor in a millennia is so absolutely charming. Amazing, charming, wonderful, handsome. Let me ask you something then. If you could have one wish granted, what would it be? It could be almost anything. Really? My, how selfless. Or is this one of those, if the world gets better, I benefit sort of things? Never mind then. Either way, I think I'll make that the first thing I do after I'm freed. Assuming I am. After I take advantage of being able to touch you, of course. Freedom to touch. Well, can you blame me? The more I think about the possibility of actually leaving, the more I want it to happen. Now I'm fantasizing about all sorts of things that I could do for the first time in forever. And I'll be honest, quite a few of them involve you. Oh, of course, you're still a fool if you believe any of what I'm saying, of course, but honestly, the foolish choice isn't always the wrong one. Such foolishness. Oh, both of us foolish. Maybe you'll turn out to be exactly the kind of fool I needed. But before we go worrying about all that, I want to... What was that? I could swear you were blurry for a moment. There it is again. Oh dear. Does this mean you're waking up? I wasn't finished with you yet. Oh, well. No time to lament over it. I need to do something quickly before you wake up. Give me your hand again. I have a theory. And if I'm right, it should help bring you back to me. Even though you're not really here, there is some kind of connection to your real self. I think if I use what little power I have, I can... There. I've put some of myself into you. Now, there should be a psychic link between us. You'll be able to see it when you wake up as a mark on your hand that only you can see. You can see it, can't you? That way you'll know it was all real. And best of all, when you go to sleep again, I can use this to guide you back to me. I don't think I could stand it if I couldn't see you again. I think this is it. It's over for now. Take care, little dreamer. I'll see you again soon.